This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
University of Miami opened up season in Atlanta. We all know about that. Alex Donahue does the post-game show right here on 560. The Joe WQAM is kind enough to join us this evening. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time and being our University of Miami representative for this evening.
Well, hey, Blue, thank you for having me. I mean, this, what you're doing here is truly one of the best sports radio shows in the country, with the combination of your knowledge, and I've known you for years, and there is nothing you don't know and nothing you don't remember, and of course the information and the great guests you bring on. So I am honored to be a part of it, Blue. I hope you're doing well.
Doing great. And obviously, Alex, the elephant in the room is that game on Saturday. And certainly I know that you probably heard your fill on Saturday evening's post-game show. Definitely a game where a lot of people, probably you included, thought that Miami would come out and just have an overall better showing. Talk about that and, moving forward now to this Saturday night against Appalachian State.
Yeah, you have to walk this delicate line where you don't really have enough information yet whether I can confidently say Miami just looked really awful or how much of that is just Alabama being Alabama. But based on, right, Blue, based on what I watched and what we all observed on Saturday, it didn't really seem like Miami was up for the game, and it's disappointing because you have 8 months to think about it, a very long off season. I mean, the program is known for years. They were opening up 2021 against Alabama. I just thought Miami, could have taken a few more risks downfield. They didn't really open it up and become more aggressive on offense until they were down 27-0. At least that's the way it felt, and it was a little bit disappointing from that regard. Defensively, there were a lot of troubles tackling. There were a lot of troubles covering. And I do have to give Alabama credit, though, Blue, because I thought Bryce Young was fantastic, and he had a better debut than I expected. In fact, he set Alabama school records for a debut, yardage record for a first-time starting quarterback at Bama with 344 passing yards. No other Bama quarterback has debuted with 4 touchdown passes, so he had a historic debut. It's unfortunate Miami had to be on the wrong end of it. And I think my big takeaway, and I have been telling Canes fans and talking a few people off ledges over the last couple of days, the most important thing you cannot forget, and of course Miami's players and coaches cannot forget this, is you still have everything to play for. All of your goals are still in front of you. Very few people thought Miami would actually beat Bama. A lot of us thought they could put up a little bit better of a fight in losing to, right, Bama. But at the same time, whether Alabama beats you by 31 points like they did, or by 1 point, it still only counts for 1 L on the win-loss record. Miami is perfect so far, as in no blemishes in the ACC, no blemishes in the Coastal, whereas North Carolina is already behind the eight ball. North Carolina lost a Coastal ACC, yes, matchup Friday when they open up against Virginia Tech. So even though Miami got shellacked by Alabama, Blue, the Canes are actually in front of North Carolina right now in the Coastal. So Miami has to shake this off. We both know Appalachian State is not going to be easy. They play everybody tough. Now, I feel like they're still living off their reputation a little bit because they beat Michigan 14 years ago. People act like they beat a ranked team every year. They don't, but they do give ranked teams hard tests. So Miami can't sleep on them.
No, that's true. But at the same time, you made a great point about Miami's tackling. If they're going to miss tackles, they're going to miss it against Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Is that who they play later on? Or they're going to miss it against everybody. So that's what I think the focal point needs to happen this week. Because I think the offense will iron out things once they get a defense that doesn't have 11 guys that are going to go in the first round. So I think the defense is more of a concern to me, because what's going to happen this week? If you don't tackle and you give a team, like you said, like a team like Appalachian State, a belief right. that they could play with you, they'll do it. Central Michigan did it a couple years ago. They kept them around. So that's the one thing. I just hope that Miami comes out or has a great week of practice. That's the thing. Come out and you know what? Put the focus back on getting this team, back on track, because that hurt. Because what it hurt from a standpoint, Alex, is the national media, who are, like we said all along, they're not here every day. They don't know, but they're already saying, Miami will never be back and I would never go there. But to me, that's reckless. That's reckless to say after one game against a team that, they win the national title by 30 points. I'm just saying.
Right.
You get an op. Yeah. Let's keep everything under wraps. Let's look at the next 3-4 weeks and then see where we're at. I mean, that's the way I look at it. I think the recruits are not going to waver. They know what Alabama is. They're not, they're not under a rock. It's just that I, like you, felt that Miami would come out there and show up a little bit more. Make this, even if you whiff, at least you whiff striking out. Don't look at every third called strike or, you have no chance. Talk about that.
Yeah, I think on both sides of the ball, I think play calling, defense and offense, maybe was a little bit too respectful of Alabama. You're right. It's like, they knew, hey, we don't want to take any chances, because we're going up against the champs. We're going up against a team that absolutely dominated the competition, really has done that for like the last 15, 16 years since Saban has been there, where the way I look at it is the only chance you have of beating a team like Alabama is taking some chances and rolling the dice. Now, I think that as we kind of settle into this season, Blue, I think especially defensively, because, Manny Diaz has retaken over play calling duties. I thought Miami could have, maybe put the kitchen sink on Bama a little bit more than they did. And I think you're going to see them get more aggressive now as they turn the page to more beatable opponents. You're going to see Miami force some more turnovers. They only got one turnover, at least only one that counted against Bama. I think you're going to see some of those hallmarks of a Manny Diaz defense. And I think you're going to start to see some hallmarks of Rhett Lashley's offense as well. Because, again, I'll reiterate what I said at the start. A lot of this, we can just look at Miami and say they didn't look good, but how much of it was on Bama for making them not look good? I think we're going to find out the answer to that question in the coming weeks.
I agree. Alex, people want to follow you. They want to follow you on a daily basis. How are they going to do it on social media?
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, Twitter is where I spend way too much time, so you want to follow me there. It's just at Alex Dono. Dono spelled D-O-N-N-O. And, of course, you can hear me post games. So, the game coming up against App State, it's a night game, probably around 10:30. I'll hit the airwaves. And it's nice talking to fans. I mean, obviously, there wasn't a whole lot of positivity after Bama, but, I like talking things out with Canes fans. We take phone calls. We take texts after the game. We're going to be doing that, and I think the tone is going to be a lot happier after Appalachian State, so I look forward to having some brighter conversations with people.
Good stuff. Alex Dono, we'll talk to you soon, brother, and thanks so much for hopping on.
You got it. Thank you, Blue.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.